At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We obviously were well aware of this. When something like this happens, we call upon our protocols and processes. That's what we did in this situation. One of the pieces of that, it's a significant advantage being part of the NFL, is you have access to resources that not everyone has access to. So we called in our experts very quickly at all levels, locally, regionally, nationally, and we sat down and assessed the situation. We cooperated with KCPD. Got through the investigation. And then we went back and said, okay, here's where we are, here's the situation, here's what we've determined happened. What's the next step, both from a PR standpoint, from a communication standpoint, and we made our decisions and moved on.
That's Chiefs President Jay Donovan on this crazy story about, Mark Donovan, thank you, about a bullet flying through at the Chiefs facilities last year, so... I don't know if there's a lot of details on that story, but it's a crazy one. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. We're going to talk some Chiefs here. It's 14 teams in 14 days going through the Bills' opponents, brought to you by Nortown Automotive. Get a Nortown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Joining us now to talk Chiefs, Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City on our Odyssey sister station. Morning, Jay. There really aren't a lot of details, right, about this story, Andy Reid's office. Like, it's just kind of, it happened, and we don't really know what much else.
No, we don't. I mean, it's kind of, you know, out of the blue, and it's weird how it, you know, is not in the news at all for, you know, well over a year. You know, it's kind of weird how it happens, and where the stadium sits, it's not exactly, like, near anything either. It's just kind of off, you know, on its own, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah, and they've installed bulletproof glass and stuff. So we'll see, yeah. Right, if they make any more announcements, if there's anything to that investigation. So
very weird.
Let's get to what's going on with the Chiefs. Before how camp's gone in the season, preseason, are they treating this differently? Because I don't think I've seen much of Mahomes, and typically it's always brought up how he's one of these guys that will play usually at least a little bit in the preseason.
Yeah, he's playing tonight.
The starters
are playing tonight. He did play that opening series in the first preseason game and didn't play in Seattle, was still, you know, there. And Andy Reid does something that I think is pretty cool. He has everybody wears the uniform. Like, everybody dresses out, and nobody goes to locker room and changes into street clothes. They wear the uniform the whole time. Whether you're playing or not, they're all in their uniforms. They're not, you know, dressed in street clothes or anything else. So I like how he kind of appreciates the game like that. But they didn't play in Seattle. It was a rainy game. It was on turf. So they made the decision not to play. But the starters will play tonight. It is the only preseason game at Arrowhead Stadium. So both Caleb Williams of the Bears will be playing. Patrick Mahomes will be playing for the Chiefs. Now, I'm not expecting a whole lot. Maybe two series. That's maximum. One series, you know, hands off, turns the ball over to Pacheco, lets him run it twice, and then throws the ball. So not expecting a lot of action from him.
All right, tonight 8:20 Eastern time for Bears and Chiefs, and you're going to get starters on both sides. Which, hey, which week three of the preseason? Sometimes that's rare. Yeah. So if you're looking for something tonight, what's been the biggest story for the Chiefs so far? And is it, if I could lead you here a little bit, is it Josh Simmons, their first round pick on the offensive line? That's a guy I've been interested in, given that Super Bowl looked so tough for them on the offensive line, and this guy was supposed to go higher than he did, and it was because of injuries. And I don't know, it sounds like all reporting has been pretty good on him so far.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's kind of interesting where they got him. The fact they got a left tackle at the end of the draft in the first round that, to be honest with you, before you know the injury happened, you know, in October at Ohio State, you know, he was probably going to be the first left tackle taken. You know, he's going to be higher than Will Campbell. He's going to be higher than Kelvin Banks. Was the highest, and all the other teams, you know, passed on him. But the Chiefs, you know, training staff, you know, they gave the mark to Brett Veach to go ahead and draft him. And they've done this before because Trey Smith, the highest paid guard in the National Football League now for the Chiefs, was a sixth-round pick a couple of years ago that a lot of teams passed on, blood clot problems and things like that at Tennessee. And the Chiefs don't typically draft people, you know, with some kind of injury concerns or injury history, but they did, and he turned out well. So props to the Chiefs training staff for giving the green light for Brett Veach to go ahead and draft him. But yeah, Josh Simmons has been the main story. And it's one of those things where maybe it was going to take a while for him, and was he going to sit out of training camp for a little bit because it is that patellar tendon knee injury, which is a tough injury. Rashawn Slater had just had the same injury for the Chargers, their left tackle. He's now out, and they talk about him being a bigger person. It's harder to come back from. Well, Josh Simmons the same way. But he came to Kansas City with a great attitude. He hasn't sat out once. Was there for many camps, all through training camp. Never took a day off. They never rested him. Played every day. They brought in one of their former tackles, Mitch Schwartz, to work with him at minicamp and trying to get him up to speed. But that is the big thing. And, you know, you think about last year, you know, the Chiefs had a first-team All-Pro left guard in Joe Tooney. They had Creed Humphrey, first-team All-Pro at center. You had a Pro Bowler in Trey Smith. The one thing, I mean, it's a very good offensive line as far as accolades. But obviously with Joe Tooney playing out of position at tackle in the Super Bowl instead of guard where he's at, but they've traded him on to Chicago this year. That's where he's at. But that hole is that left tackle, just how important that is. To me, it's the second most important position on the football field behind quarterback, having that left tackle. But that really makes the offense go. That's why they went from first in points per game in the NFL to 15th the last 2 years because of that revolving door at left tackle. But Josh Simmons has been the number one story in training camp. Number two story is the wide receiver position. Is Rashee Rice going to miss time? Well, he is going to miss time, but when is the suspension going to happen for Rashee Rice? So that's been the top two stories, I think, for the Chiefs is left tackle and depth at wide receiver.
Would you say with that they're – like how does Kansas City view – what their offense has become? I know how I view it. Like, I view it as a missed opportunity to not be able to top a team in the playoffs that they're not scoring 35 a game like they were a few years ago. Yeah. Like it does look a little bit more closer to the pack, and they still are figuring out ways to get there, and defense is a lot of that too. How does Kansas City view that? Like, is there a desire, a call out? Is it more tempered than that to see their offense get back to what it was with Mahomes in the first 2-3 years of what they were offensively?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've made adjustments in the way the safeties have positioned and trying to really bring the Chiefs into a shorter passing game. It's been a real emphasis on defense. I mean, they've seen everything. Everything has been thrown at them. But again, the coaching staff credit for making adjustments. And last year was, I think, a really interesting year for the Chiefs. And I think it was Andy Reid's best year coaching, to be honest with you, even though they didn't win a Super Bowl. They won 15 games and won the division by 4 games with a team that wasn't supposed to play like they're playing. when they went to training camp, it was Rashee Rice and it was Hollywood Brown and it was Xavier Worthy in that speed and throwing downfield, and the Chiefs wide receiver room looked good. I mean, they were explosive in training camp, and everything they talked about is throwing the ball downfield. And then all of a sudden reality happens. Hollywood Brown is hurt in his first reception in the preseason, out for till the end of the year, basically had 9 catches at the end of the year. Rashee Rice was hurt in game 4. So boom, they're out. They're number one wide receiver. They're out their number two wide receiver. Then Isaiah Pacheco gets hurt in game 1. So now they're out their top running back, top two receivers, and then Travis Kelce was having a slowdown year for him, which he still had 97 catches. So make what you want about his condition and everything else. But you're basically playing without your top two wide receivers and your top running back. They had to make adjustments. They had to make adjustments to 3 yards in a cloud of dust, a short passing game, because they weren't the team they were in training camp. They had to totally pivot in who and what they were. So, yeah, things were different. I don't think a lot of people realize just how the Chiefs played last year. I know people look at Mahomes' numbers and they're down and what's going on with them, but I mean, you take a number one and two receiver and a top running back away from any team, and let's see what the quarterback numbers are going to be. But to win 15 games with that group, that goes to a lot of coaching for what they did last year. But, yeah, I mean, that certainly they hope to be a different team this year, get focused on being that down-the-field passing type team they are. And then Xavier Worthy, he had to step up and be the guy. I mean, for a guy that was a first round pick that, you know, was going to be behind Xavier Worthy or be behind Hollywood Brown and be behind Rashee Rice, he all of a sudden had to step up and be the guy. Now, it took him a while, maybe till midseason, to where he was kind of on the same page with Mahomes. And then, of course, down the stretch, led the team in catches and yards in the postseason. But I mean, he had to step up right away. I mean, there's always pressure on a rookie wide receiver, especially a first-round pick. But when you sit behind Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, and all of a sudden they're gone, they had to just do things differently.
Jay Binkley with us from 96.5, The Fan in Kansas City. Do you think that also caused them to rely more on Kelce during the regular season than they wanted to? Like, would you expect 133 targets last year. Would you expect them to want to dial that back in a big way this year? If I mean, we got to figure out the Rice thing, right? Like, he's going to play early on, and Hollywood Brown and Worthy have to stay healthy. But if all goes well, do you think they want to dial back Kelce?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously the connection, obviously, you know, he's got a streak going of 90 receptions a year. I mean, he's always good for that. He came in really good shape and looks good, but they're going to probably keep 4 tight ends. Andy Reid loves running 12 and 13 personnel and 2 and 3 tight ends in a game. So they'll probably dial it back to a certain extent. But, you know, even though Rashee Rice, a different position than Travis Kelce, he runs a lot of the same routes. So with him being suspended and stuff, it'll, you know.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
For Travis Kelce for 4 to 5 games, whatever the suspensions of being, you know, he'll be more part of the offense going forward. But always respect, that's why I respected Josh Allen last year and what he did. That team scored 30 points a game, and a lot of that offense is in household names. Like, you look at the Buffalo Bills offense, not a lot of household names. Sure, you know, in Buffalo and stuff, and you're seeing the guys, and you know the guys, but, you know, nationally, not a lot of household names. Stephon Diggs wasn't on that team, but still scoring 30 points a game. That's what good quarterbacks do. Good quarterbacks will deal with the talent they have around them and still find a way to win. That's the bottom line, is win. And that's what Josh Allen did, and that's what Patrick Mahomes did.
What about on that Rice suspension? You said like maybe it's 4 to 5 games. Is it weird the timing of it? So it's going to happen in the middle of the season, right? Because of this hearing, yeah, that's going to not maybe be till the end of September.
Yeah, it's odd. I mean, everybody was fully expecting this start at the beginning of the year, and you know, depending on what reports you see, there's been reports out there the NFL wanted to slap 10 games on him. And then they wanted to put 8 games on him. So clearly the Chiefs and the, you know, well, the NFLPA wants to appeal it. So the soonest appeal date they could get is September 30th. I know a lot of people are like, well, the Chiefs are getting away on this. Well, the NFL wanted to slap them with 8 games, 8 to 10 games. And the Chiefs, the NFLPA said, no, we want less than that. And so, yeah, it's probably better. I think it's better. Some think, hey, man, just get the suspension out of the way. I don't see it that way. This is a tough stretch of games they have in the beginning. That first stretch that, you know, in Brazil against the division rival in the Chargers, then turn around and play in the Philadelphia Eagles in week 2, then the Ravens a couple of weeks later. Let their rookie wide receiver, they drafted Jalen Royals, you know, acclimate to the system. He'll be better off to go, I think, down the stretch. But there'll be a significant amount of time, 4 to 5, at least 5 games. Probably at least, what Schefter was saying, at least 5 games for Rashee Rice. So I assume that's what it's going to be. But I know a lot of people just say, hey, man, just get it out of the way. I'm not like that. Just go in, start the season with all your firepower there at wide receiver. But it's going to happen inevitably. So, and they were prepared for it happening. They knew it was going to happen.
That would probably line up with around where the Chiefs will play the Bills in the regular season.
Right.
Although we are at a point here, Jay, where it's 4 years in a row winning in the regular season, where I think the shine off of beating Kansas City in November has kind of dulled a little bit.
Well, it's one of those things, too. And, you know, the bottom line is, and the big thing nationally has been, oh, is the Chiefs dynasty over? And I can't believe all the stuff I'm hearing about Mahomes. And, oh, he slowed down. And put it this way, Mahomes is 29 years old. He's not even 30. He turns 30 next month. All right? He's got 17 postseason wins. 17. You can combine Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. They don't have that many. Mahomes himself has 17. Dude's not even 30 and has 17 postseason wins. That's number 2 all time.
Yeah.
He passed Joe Montana. Troy Aikman has 11 postseason wins. Joe Montana, 16. Patrick Mahomes now 17, and the dude's not even 30. And the one thing is, I mean, you've seen guys get better in their 30s. I mean, Steve Young built his whole Hall of Fame career in his 30s. Drew Brees, MVP in his 30s. Aaron Rodgers, multiple MVP in his 30s. And then look at what Tom Brady did in his 30s, even his 40s. So, yeah, this whole thing about, well, Mahomes' numbers aren't – well, here's the deal. When you have a bad defense, that's when the quarterback numbers are – when Mahomes had 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, he had the worst defense in the NFL, points per game. The second time he threw for 5,000, they were 16th in points given up. So, yeah, quarterbacks are going to put up big-time numbers. When the defense is bad, well, the defense isn't as bad, so he's not going to put up the numbers. But all this stuff about Mahomes, well, get his receivers healthy, give him weapons. I've always been an advocate of, when you have a quarterback like that, you only have him one time in probably your lifetime. You know, I don't see New England having a Tom Brady. I don't see the Chiefs having another Patrick Mahomes. Right. Supply them the weapons. I mean, look at Peyton Manning when he was at Indy, Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison. Those dudes aren't in Kansas City, you know? I mean, give the quarterback as much talent around him. Build that offensive line. Give him firepower. Imagine Buffalo, you know, same as Kansas City, you know, getting that true number one and two wide receivers through the draft the next couple of years to help their quarterbacks out. I think that's what they need.
I like the sound of that. I don't know that the GM thinks that they need that, but they did score 30 points a game without it last year. So that's
been a little bit
of the debate here. It's like, well, did do it without him. Does that mean you could do it forever without him? You know, that's a topic.
Here's the deal, though. Look at Mahomes. He wins 15 games without his number one and two receiver. Do you really need them? Well, I don't know. If you buy a Ferrari, you don't want to just sit in your garage, do you? You want to put gas in it and drive it.
You're right. Right. Jay Binkley with us on the Wesser Hotline. Last thing for you, Jay. On the division, one, how do you view the Chargers at this point? Like, I'm done believing that they're going to – every year it's like, okay, this is the year they're finally going to challenge Kansas City, and they never are able to. I'm almost wondering from you if Denver has leapfrogged them as a serious threat to Kansas City winning, I think it's 9 AFC West titles in a row. Both teams look good on paper, but the Chargers just feels like they're going to charger. But maybe Denver could be different. I'm not sure how you see it.
You know, I've been waiting for Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and he's gone through the three head coaches, and I do think it's a good mix with Jim Harbaugh. But people were talking about the Chiefs' downfall last year, and, the Chargers are going to be the number one team. The Denver Broncos this year are going to be the team that's playing them. Let me put it this way. In the last decade, the Chiefs are 17-3 against the Chargers, 17-3 against the Denver Broncos, and 17-3 against the Raiders. I mean, every year people are picking the Chargers or the Broncos, and then the end result is the Chiefs win the division by four games. Last year was the year that the Chargers were going to finally, you know, step apart and beat the Chiefs in the AFC West, and it didn't happen. I love the head coaches. I think the Raiders are going to be better with Pete Carroll, too, to be honest with you. But the coaches in the division are very good, and the quarterbacks are very good. Now, can Bo Nix in Denver take that next step? Can he be C.J. Stroud, who didn't have as good a year as he did in his first year, but still a very good year last year for Houston, getting to the postseason? But I think the team closest to the Chiefs is the Denver Broncos. And you look at how they're approaching it and what they do in the draft. So instead of drafting running backs like the Raiders and the Chargers did in the first round, Denver drafted Jahdae Barron, a cornerback out of Texas, and to put a Surtain there. That's how you stop Mahomes. That's how you win a division. Winning a division is not drafting a running back in the first round. A division is looking at a team saying, all right, well, this team has won 9 straight divisions. How do we slow them down? Well, we slow them down with a pass rush, and we slow them down with the secondary. Those are the two ways we can slow Mahomes. Why not try to beat the team that's won 9 straight division titles? Why draft a running back? Why not draft something that'll slow Mahomes down?
Yeah, I like it. Denver would, for me, also be the next team before the Chargers that I would look at in that division. Jay Binkley.
Good defense. Just a solid team.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us, Jay, and maybe we'll talk again closer to the start of the season or once the season gets rolling.
Anytime you guys want. Take care now.
Awesome. Thanks, Jay. 14 teams in 14 days, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Kansas City, 17 playoff wins. We had the stat earlier in the week or last week about, they were talking about in the afternoon show, how Josh Allen is one of only a couple quarterbacks in league history that has 4 or more playoff wins without making it to a Super Bowl. 6 out of 57 quarterbacks that have 4 or more playoff wins haven't made it to a Super Bowl. Allen will have the record. Assuming he gets to a Super Bowl someday, he will have the record for the most playoff wins before his first Super Bowl appearance. He, at the moment, has 7. And the record that I see is Joe Flacco with 8. Joe Flacco Kind of surprising, right? Because he made the Super Bowl in 2012. Like, it was pretty early. But he had 8 playoff wins before he made it to the Super Bowl. Allen's at 7. So, at a minimum, he'll be at 9 before he gets there. And that's part of the uniqueness or the rarity of having a quarterback this good and not having made it. And it's because that guy's got 17 of them. Share the wealth a little bit. Can't believe they made it last year. Last year was especially the year that it shouldn't have happened. 803-0550 is the phone number. Talked some Keon Coleman a little bit earlier on in the show. If you got a thought on that, feel free to give us a call on what his expectations should be for this year. How open you are to him taking like a giant step forward. When we come back, Jerry Jones is making the Micah Parsons situation even worse. And it feels like every single day it's getting worse and worse and worse. And there's more updates on that when we come back here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.